Hello and welcome to the Empress Podcast. I am your host, Jessica, known in the online space as Jess the Empress. I started this podcast to help you be present with yourself, cope with chaos, and simplify your life. I do this by combining psychology, behavioral science, and the tarot. I have a background in mental health, specifically a master's in clinical social work from USC, and I'm a professional tarot reader. So get ready to have a nurturing, creative, and empowering experience with me as we use practical magic. Hey there, coffee lovers. Are you tired of settling for boring coffee? I have a treat for you. Today's episode is brought to you by Heartwork Coffee Bar, your one-stop destination for exceptional coffee experiences. Whether you're a coffee connoisseur or just someone who appreciates a great cup of joe, Heartwork Coffee Bar is here to elevate your coffee game to new heights. A Heartwork Coffee Bar, they take pride in their craft because each batch is carefully roasted to perfection, ensuring that every sip is a symphony of flavor. From the rich and the robust to the light and fruity, they have a coffee blend for every palate. And here's the best part. For you amazing podcast listeners, Heartwork Coffee Bar is offering an exclusive 10% discount on your purchase. Just use the code EMPRESS10 at checkout and you'll save big on your order. Why settle for ordinary when you can indulge in the extraordinary coffee from Heartwork Coffee Bar? Remember to use code EMPRESS10 for that special 10% discount and treat yourself to the coffee experience that you deserve. Don't miss out on this fantastic offer. Thank you so much for tuning in, and thanks to Heartwork Coffee Bar for making today's episode possible. Now go grab your favorite mug, brew a fresh cup, and enjoy the podcast with the perfect companion, Heartwork Coffee Bar. Cheers. Hey, love. Before we get to today's episode, I want to ask you to rate and review my podcast. Giving me a 5-star review on Apple Podcasts would mean the world to me. I love knowing who's listening and what everyone is getting from the episode, so please take a moment of your time to share your thoughts, and I look forward to reading your reviews soon. Hi, babes. Welcome. Welcome to the podcast. Welcome to 2024. I have some things to catch you up on. I want to let you know that you're going to be getting a collective reading from me within this week for the card of the year. So every year there's a tarot card that corresponds with that year, and I will tell you all about it in that episode. Right now I am working on the literal stamina to do a podcast. I'm just talking about it and educating. So Why work on stamina, you might be asking. I was sick like my entire Christmas. So I was sick on vacation, which is always so fun. And I'm recovering from that illness. And it was pretty bad. I don't know, me and death were like having a conversation. It was rough, and I am so blessed to have like literally the most amazing partner who is kind, caring, compassionate, attentive, thoughtful, like the list goes on. A patient is a good word to use to describe how he was with my fever delusions. I would love to know if you guys are like me. When you get sick, do you have just like a crazy brain? My brain will throw at me like all the mistakes I've made, and maybe this is more of like the OCD symptoms coming up, but my brain will tell me things like it'll replay like all the mistakes I've made from like 8 years old to today, you know, and it'll tell me like I'm a horrible person. I mean, it just wants to put all of that like at the forefront of my mind while my body is physically ill. So I'm doing like a physical battle of trying to get better. And then I'm in my head a lot of the time that I'm sick. And it's just like not necessarily trying to suppress these thoughts. I don't even think I could do that. They're just so strong. But more like just acknowledge that they're there and kind of manage them as best I can without going down a rabbit hole. I forgot to plug my laptop in. Doing that now. Without going down a rabbit hole of like even being even meaner to myself, right? Like my brain kind of says all this stuff, and then I have to choose like that I'm not going to listen to it, or that I'm going to at least counter it with like a positive statement or a more neutral statement or a compassionate statement. So there's a lot of like mental activity, unfortunately, that I end up doing when I get a fever. It's really bizarre. And I know I'm not the only one. I just want to know, like, are you guys in this camp at all? And thank you for your patience as I sip some water through this episode and kind of take my time. But at the end of the year, I was like, I'm just done, not only with this sickness, but with some of these other things that I've been battling for a little while when it comes to social media. I don't like how being on social media makes me feel. I don't like educating on Instagram and on TikTok. I don't like it. I don't like sitting down anymore and making the content. I don't like the pressure. I don't like the, it's just, it takes my peace away, and I don't like that. I didn't go to school for social media marketing. There's so much that goes into having a business account on social media, or at least trying to stay afloat, get some sales on social media. That's, you know, not just the point of my platform. Like, I don't want to just only get sales. Obviously, I want to educate, give you that free content, share what I know, but I do want sales. Like, I want to pay my bills, you know? So like, just having to hold space for all of that and wear all the hats and put all the energy into it, it doesn't make me happy. In fact, I hate it. So I'm like, it's gotta go. I just don't care anymore. I can't keep doing something where it drains me in a way that I don't like. It's like a bad relationship. And I kept putting energy into it, thinking, oh, it's just like a hump I have to get over. It'll improve with more time and with more effort. And it's like, maybe it would, but I had given it a solid year of really organized content, really deliberately thinking about what I want to do, intentionally posting and crafting and creating, and it's done. I'm done. I'm breaking up with it. So for anyone who does follow me on Instagram, I made a little announcement on there just saying, like, I'm not going to be posting anything that's educational. So this account is just for fun, you know, like, you can always book me on there, you know, DM me, we can chit chat or whatever about any of the services I offer. And I'll share with you things that are happening in my life visually. But in terms of creating the content about mental health and spirituality, you're going to be getting that on the podcast, and you're going to be getting it on YouTube and my website. My partner had asked if I was going to be shifting on to Patreon or anything like that. And I'm open, but I have not thought about it in an intentional way. So maybe that happens, maybe that doesn't. What I know I need right now is a break. So at night, I end up just turning my phones off, like fully off. And when I was on my trip, I ended up deactivating Instagram from my phone just to really take like space. And it's helpful. I think if you're trying to get away from social media, then deactivate Instagram off your phone. You can offload the app. That's what I did. And so I enjoyed the space. Excuse me, I'm gonna yawn. Yeah. But, you know, things come and go in our lives, and things come to an end. I know some of you reached out and were like, I'm going to miss your content. And I think that's a nice sentiment. Yeah, that's all I have to say. So thank you for that. And in full disclosure, like, I was really hoping to get more out of what I was doing. And so when you're a business owner, it's like you try things and some things work and some things don't. And so you have to know where, like, your personal line or boundary is and then say, okay, like, this is my limitation. And so to further protect my peace and my mental health, maintain my mental health, I just want it to be for fun. So that's what you'll find on Instagram moving forward. You guys can always send me messages, of course, on the content that you want to hear from me when it comes to the podcast and YouTube, because I'm so happy to make that. Like I said, I'm going to continue making it. You guys are going to get that with the 2024 tarot card. And I'm excited to do this episode. I've got a lot of things written down. So next is organizing things. But what I learned when I was sick is that, you know, these little demons in our head and these sad stories we have about ourselves and these mistakes that we make in our past, they come back with a vengeance sometimes. They come back with what feels like more power than ever. And even in the throes of not feeling well, there's a decision to give them more power than necessary. So I had to make some choices, like I said, to just surrender to the discomfort, to the fact that I felt so out of control and that so vulnerable and so shitty. But, you know, we make it through. So that was something I paid attention to often, was like, this is temporary. And my partner was a really good reflection of that, just were letting me know, like, this isn't going to last forever. Like, you're going to be fine. You're going to make it through this. And so that was really nice as well. And I think this is a takeaway we all probably have after we're sick, but we're like, oh my God, I'm so glad I'm feeling better. You know, right? Like, just the gratitude for being able to eat food. I couldn't keep food down for about 6 days. So being able, one of the first things I had was chicken broth. It was delicious. And just a plain baked potato with butter on it. Let me tell you. So we have an Instapot. Sam and I love potatoes. We're like potato people. I don't even know. Like, I love a potato. I will probably never pass up a potato because I love them. All types. I don't have a preference. Well, no, that's not true. I accept all potatoes, but my favorite potatoes are those little, the little multicolored potatoes. I think they're delicious, but a golden potato is just chef's kiss of the potato experience. Then in the Instapot, oh my God, it is velvety and soft and like, how can I describe how I feel when I eat a potato? Comforting. Yeah. So to have that, like, knowing that's how I feel when I eat a potato, and then to be able to finally eat a potato, you guys, like, I was so happy. I was so happy. But then just like tasting the butter, you know, being able to taste and have the flavor of something other than like freaking NyQuil and cough drops, like, you guys. Oh. And I was really getting like disgusted by that medicine feeling when you're just full of medicine. Oh, I can't, hate it. And so being on the other side of it is a beautiful thing. Being able to go out, being able to stand up. You guys, I was lying down for nearly 6 days straight, to the point that when I started to be able to sit up again, I couldn't even do it long term because my back would hurt, my muscles would hurt. So when I could finally get up and walk around and then even walk around by myself, I was really, really grateful, and I am really, really grateful. And sometimes I get really eager to do everything after I'm well. I'm like, oh my God. And I forget that I'm still recovering. So I'll want to put, you know, an 8-hour workday on myself, and then I'll want to go to the grocery store, and then I'll want to cook food, and then I'll want to walk the dogs. And it's like, can you not? Like, can you learn to just recover with some form of patience? I think it's the Aries moon in me that just feels like I can do it all, which is delusional. So, I am grateful that I have a partner that reminds me to take it easy, that says, go into the van, take a freaking nap, lie down, right? Go out in the sun, do some deep breathing. And I'm not a New Year resolution type girly. However, my partner did reflect something that made me pause and decide that I wanted to just do this. So this happens to be coinciding with the New Year, but if it were any other time of the year and my partner had said this, I would still be taking action on it. But he was like, you used to stretch a lot more like when we met, and you haven't had that same amount of time dedicated to it like you did in the beginning of meeting when I met you. And I was like, oh shit, you're so right about that. And I thought, why is that? Why did I let that go? And I feel like in the face of all of the stress of moving, the weight of the isolation, the depression of it, I just stopped. I literally just stopped. It became something, a story that I told myself I didn't have the energy to do. And there are probably times that I genuinely didn't have the energy to do it. But that isn't the case anymore. I do have the energy to do it. And now it is about building back that habit in my day to day of taking the time to really lengthen my body and feel and stretch and appreciate my body for what it can do. And this dovetails really nicely into another thing I'm gonna do this year, or am doing this year, is focusing on intuitive eating. So I'm not a dietitian. I know some things, but I'm not licensed or anything like that. I know a little about intuitive eating, but I ended up purchasing an intuitive eating course from a therapist that I enjoy and have found her work very informative so far. So I thought, let me go further and buy a course from her. And so I'm starting that adventure and I'm excited about it, but I've struggled with disordered eating for a while. So I wouldn't say that I have an eating disorder clinically, something that could be labeled, diagnosed, or whatever, but that I do have disordered eating. And I've struggled with disordered eating since I was a kid, like many other things in my life. I would say, I think probably the first time that I really became aware of like what I was putting in my body and I started to judge it, I was probably about 8 or 9 years old. But I feel like it didn't really ramp up until I was a teenager. And I think that's true for most females. I think even 8 is pretty normal age for that awareness to start to bud in young women. And then of course, I feel like for me, the hardest messages were more so about, they came from society. They didn't necessarily come from inside my home, but still there's a lot of unpacking that I need to do for my health and for my mental health when it comes to foods being good and bad and foods being right and wrong. And I know that I can get really anxious with food. I can get really preoccupied with like what I feel, and to the point that I don't trust myself, to the point that I don't know if I'm hungry or not, which sounds kind of crazy, right? That you're like, you don't know if you're hungry. And now that I'm saying that, my stomach is actually growling like I'm hearing it. So I'm going to definitely eat something after I record this. There are times that I don't know. There are times that I genuinely don't know. And this is because I have lost the ability to trust myself when it comes to eating. I've battled with this, like I said, since I was a kid. But I think the strongest battles came when I was around, I'd say probably 17 to 20. And then I went into dieting, which is what, you know, intuitive eating is like, you're not going to diet. One of the I know it's not a rule of intuitive eating, but the principle, one of the principles of intuitive eating is, you know, being anti-diet culture. Just understanding that, like, there's no need to do any of that and put myself through that. So there was a lot of rigidity that I've experienced around food. So it's like I'm really unpacking so much. And that is I'm going to share that with you. I'm going to share my journey with you. And it's bringing up some things emotionally, just like recognizing how much I've leaned on food emotionally to feel better. And of course, like when I was isolated and depressed, there were times where like I wouldn't eat anything because I didn't feel hungry. And then there were other times where I would eat things because I was feeling really sad, but the choices of food I was making were not necessarily the healthiest for my body, and I was like repeating that behavior. So I recognize like I'm in a habit of bad eating or emotional eating, and I say bad eating as in I'm eating food with a lot of sugar, and there's no demonization of food with a lot of sugar, but when that is like the majority of what's eaten throughout the day, that's not healthy. And so my intention is to just love myself more, to respect myself, to be discerning about what I'm eating, and to do it in a way that is genuinely intuitive. And if I am craving sugar, like I will eat it. I'm not like, oh, I'm never eating anything sweet. I had a really lovely, what was it? It was like a cinnamon apple scone the other day. It was delicious. But I'm also saying like, if I'm not hungry for the whole thing, then I don't need to eat it. And I'm being mindful in the sense of like, again, the amount of sweets versus other things that I have. I want to make sure that I do curb the sweet tooth that I tend to have. And I think that that comes from making sure that I am emotionally satisfied in other areas of my life. And I know that stressing myself out about Instagram is stress that's not necessary. So I'm hoping that some of these other areas of my life that I choose to heal will also help me kind of run parallel with the intuitive eating journey. So yeah, that's where I'm at with some of these things in my life. I hope everybody is okay going into the new year. I would love to hear if you've got some resolutions. Hit me up on Instagram. It's the same handle @Jess_the_Empress. And we'll chitty chat about those plans if you've got them. If you need an accountability buddy, babe, I'm your bestie. Like, hit me up. We can always do sessions around your accountability. Like, don't think that it needs to be like, we need to unpack all of my problems. No, I can be your accountability buddy. We can absolutely do coaching and talk about, hey, let's look at your strategy. We can absolutely make some smart goals together. Smart goals are that framework that I use for myself with my clients. It leads to success. It's amazing. I recommend it. And if you're like, I don't know where to start, like, just hit me up. You know, we'll make a plan. Like, that's the whole point of me being in your life, is to help you get to where you want to be. So I think this year I'd like to have a lot more like loose sessions with people, in the sense of you don't need to dedicate yourself to a 12-week plan with me, although there are options for that. They're not always necessary. And I am going to close out today's episode with a little note. So every year you have new tarot cards that pertain to you and the lessons that you learn. So for me this year, my two tarot cards are the High Priestess and the Judgment card. And the way that you determine what your cards are is through numerology. It's very basic. I'll go and describe it for you. So you use your month and your date of birth, and you bring that to a number. And then you're going to add 8, because 8 is the number for 2024. So we'll get into that 8 number in the card of the year episode. So you'll hear all about that. But so for me, my birthday is August 22nd. You don't care about your birth year when you're doing this particular, I don't even know what to practice. You again, use the year that you're going into. So again, 2024. So 8 plus 2 plus 2 is 12. No. Yes, it is. It's 12. So you have, then you would add 8 to that. Okay. So then you bring everything. You have a total number, and then there's an individual number that can be, or a single number that can typically be deduced from that whole number. So 20 is the result of all of that. So 2 is the single number out of the 20, because 0 doesn't count. So 2 is ruled by the high priestess. 20 is connected to judgment. And that is how I get my number. If it sounds complicated, I did put a little story up on my Instagram. You're going to see it all throughout this week. Anyway, I have 10 spots open where I will do your personal calculation, although you can do it for yourself. But if you want to know, like, what are my cards? What does that mean? What are my lessons this year? I will do that reading for you. It's going to be a little mini reading style kind of video. So we're not doing a one-on-one. Although, you know what, if you do want to do it one-on-one, we can DM me. We'll come up with a different price package. But for the mini reading version of this, it's $15. Like I said, I've got 10 spaces available for that. And so I would love to do it for you. I would love to, like, go into what is this year going to be for you? What are your spiritual lessons? The tarot is so in depth with what it has to offer. And I'm excited. I'm excited to really sink into mine. And maybe I'll share that. Maybe I won't. And kind of depends on how I feel and what I'm called to do for myself and my practice, personal practice. But thank you so much for being here. Thank you for choosing me and spending a little time with me. I appreciate you. I did also mention that I shit my pants at the end of the year. So if you listen all the way through this podcast and you feel so called to hit me up on Instagram, just drop a little poop emoji in any of the photos that you see. And let me know if you've ever shit your pants before too. I don't recommend it, but once you do it, and you do it in front of someone, it's like, it's sponging, you know? And it's a fear that you get to get over, that you're like, you know what? I did that. And I'm better for it. I hope I'm leaving you with some laughter, with some positive things to think about as well. All right. Love you. Bye.